I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe New England. Rhode Islanders think of themselves as residents of the Ocean State for good reason. We're surrounded. Well, maybe not literally surrounded at every border, but certainly by any objective measure, water pervades our rich culture. The breathtaking Narragansett Bay, the majestic Atlantic Ocean, the more intimate Block Island Sound, the storied Blackstone, Seekonk, and Wenasquatucket Rivers. But how many of us are really mindful of the richness and significance of our water culture, what it truly means in our daily lives and, more broadly, in the life of our dear planet? Today we hear a fresh take on all of this from a newcomer to the Ocean State, Elizabeth Mendenhall.
When I landed at TF Green in December of 2016 for my interview at the University of Rhode Island, one of my very first thoughts was, you are not in Kansas anymore. Having grown up in that most landlocked of states, it was immediately obvious that Rhode Island takes its status as the Ocean State seriously, even at the baggage claim. Since starting my new job in the university's Department of Marine Affairs and moving to Newport, I've learned that the name Ocean State isn't a mere marketing strategy, it's a statement of values. Rhode Islanders care about what happens to the ocean more than the average Midwesterner. My classes are filled with students who grew up playing on beaches and riding in boats, eating oysters and lobsters and flounder. This nearness to the sea breeds concern about problems like pollution, overfishing, and sea level rise. It's why we have a vibrant marine affairs major at URI. But even Rhode Islanders have room to grow. My students are less worried about plastic accumulation in the open ocean, the destruction of deep sea habitats, and the incremental but ubiquitous threats of ocean warming and acidification. Those parts of the ocean are simply too distant to demand their attention. I sometimes wonder whether the ocean state is actually the coastal state. It's easy to care about the bay that I cross four times every day on my way to and from campus, but what about the rest of it? Protecting the environment requires an active effort to expand the scale of what matters to you, to bring distant things closer in your mind. We can do more to embrace the ocean in its vastness and depth and distance. I want my students and my neighbors to look out from Point Judith or Ocean Avenue and think, I wonder what's happening way out there and what I could do about it. I want documentaries like Blue Planet to be viewed in middle school classrooms and on big screens in the park. I want my politicians to go scuba diving. The smallest state can have the biggest vision, but we have to choose to see beyond our coast. Awareness isn't just something that you have, it's something you build. And I believe expanding this kind of awareness helps us appreciate the place each of us occupies in this precious part of our universe.
Elizabeth Mendenhall is a professor in the Department of Marine Affairs at the University of Rhode Island, and we're delighted to welcome her to the Ocean State. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe New England page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.